Continuing stories from the 8th canto. Mohinimurti bewilders Lord Shiva. After Mohinimurti appeared during the Kir Samudra Mantan, churning of the milk ocean by the demigods and demons, she bewildered the demons and gave the nectar to the demigods. And apparently there, Shiva and Brahma were not really there as part of that churning program. Although Indra and Vayu and all the other demigods, but these supreme controllers, Brahma and Shiva, were not there. Shiva wasn't there, but he heard about this Mohini avatar. He was very curious, so he went to Vaikuntha, along with Uma and his ghostly followers. And Shiva was respectfully seated, and he offered some prayers to the Lord. He said, "I've seen all your different incarnations, but I would like to see this Mohini avatar as your form as a beautiful woman." So when Lord Shiva said this, Vishnu started thinking that, yes, he was thinking how to captivate Lord Shiva as well. "Certainly, I'll show you that form." When Mohinimurti appeared, the demigods were not bewildered like the demons. So Vishnu knew that Shiva would not become bewildered. Even the most beautiful woman in creation, even Kamadev, could not agitate Shiva when his wife was worshipping him. Lord Shiva's request to see Vishnu's Mohini avatar was kind of a joke, because he was confident, since the lesser demigods had not become agitated by Mohinimurti, that he would not be disturbed, certainly. Vishnu decided to teach Shiva a lesson, and all of us also. So he thought, Vishnu told Shiva, "I will show you the form, my form as a woman. But if you become agitated by lust, don't blame me." Just then, in a nearby forest, a very beautiful woman appeared, and she was playing with a ball, bouncing it on the ground. And Shiva saw her. That woman is described in the Bhagavatam. Because she was playing with the ball, her breasts were trembling, and the flower garlands broke on her neck. Her feet were reddish like coral, and she had beautiful lotus eyes, hair scattered over her face. While playing with the ball, she looked even more beautiful. Somehow her sari became loose, and she tried to hold her hair with her left hand and continue bouncing the ball. She looked very captivating. Sometimes this woman looked at Shiva and glanced at him with bashfulness. Shiva continued gazing, gawking at the woman, and suddenly forgot himself. And even his lovely wife, Uma, was standing right next to him. While this Mohinimurti was playing with the ball, she was chasing it, and wind blew away her fine dress, and she was totally naked. Shiva gazed upon every part of the beautiful body of that woman, and that woman glanced at him with restless eyes. And because of this glance, she was convinced that this lady was attracted to him, and he also to her, and desired to touch her. Lord Shiva lost his good sense due to the arising of lusty desires to enjoy Mohinimurti. He became so mad, even though he was standing with his wife, he started to approach her. The beautiful woman was bashful because she was naked when she saw Shiva coming her way. She started moving here and there, hiding amongst the trees. Greatly agitated and victimized by lust, Lord Shiva ran after Mohinimurti. like a lusty elephant chases a she-elephant. He finally caught her by the hair braid and dragged her close to him. He tightly embraced her in his arms. This woman, created by Vishnu's Yoga Maya, released herself and ran away. Again, Shiva chased that beautiful woman and involuntarily discharged semen. And wherever it hit the earth, later, gold mines and silver mines appeared in the earth. Lord Shiva was pursuing this lady no matter where she ran to, mountains, forests, even she ran by the ashrams of the great rishis. By this discharge of his semen, Shiva realized he had been victimized by Vishnu's illusion, Yoga Maya. While Shiva was chasing her past the various ashramas, Vishnu did this to teach the rishis how even Shiva had become mad after a beautiful woman. So by this example, as in all his pastimes and descents and avatars, Lord is always teaching so many examples to the conditioned souls to help them progress on the path of bhakti. So by running past the ashramas in the Mohini Murti avatar, being chased by a lusty, mad Shiva, and the rishis would see this, they could understand that even the greatest mystic yogi, the most powerful rishi of all, the Maharishi, Mahamaharishi, Lord Shiva, even he became bewildered. So Vishnu's teaching the rishis and sages, be careful, it's not so easy to be liberated. Don't be complacent, but always be cautious in the association of women. By this Leela, Shiva realized his position in relation to the unlimited Ananta Vishnu. She was rather proud to have such a master as Vishnu. Vishnu was pleased by his behavior. And he blessed him and returned to his position. And may all good fortune be with you. Vishnu embraced him and returned. And then she returned to Kailash with his wife Uma. Then, very happily, Lord Shiva told his wife, "O Devi, we have seen the Maya of Vishnu, who is the Lord of everyone, including me. I am one of the expansions of Vishnu, but even I became illusioned by his energy. What to speak of other people in this world? Now, my dear wife, you yourself have directly witnessed the power of that Supreme Person, Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead."